I have asked for this radio and television time tonight for the purpose of announcing that we today have concluded an agreement to end the war and bring peace with honor in Vietnam and in Southeast Asia. The following statement is being issued at this moment in Washington and Hanoi. At 12:30 Paris time today, January 23, 1973, the agreement on ending the war and restoring peace in Vietnam was initialed by Dr. Henry Kissinger on behalf of the United States and Special Advisor Lee Duc Tho on behalf of the Democratic Republic of Vietnam. The agreement will be formally signed by the parties participating in the Paris Conference on Vietnam on January 27, 1973 at the International Conference Center in Paris. The ceasefire will take effect at 2400 Greenwich Mean Time, January 27, 1973. The United States and the Democratic Republic of Vietnam express the hope that this agreement will ensure stable peace in Vietnam and contribute to the preservation of lasting peace in Indochina and Southeast Asia.
That tonight. It will be signed by foreign ministers, which means Secretary of State Rogers will sign for the United States. Kissinger left Andrews Air Force Base immediately for the White House by helicopter to report to the President on his session today with Hanoi's top negotiator, Lee Duc Tho, and to review the text. But even before Kissinger had left Washington, the White House had said he was going to Paris for the purpose of completing the text of the agreement. Tonight, Kissinger joined the President in briefing the Cabinet and the five top leaders of the Congress, plus Vice President Andrew, on the Vietnam peace debate. Tomorrow morning, Mr. Nixon and his top foreign affairs aide will brief an expanded group of congressional leaders. Meanwhile, four senators are in our NBC studios tonight with NBC News congressional correspondent, Paul Duke.
Well, as Dick Valeriani just said a moment ago, before making his announcement tonight, the President gave an advance briefing to congressional leaders. Since Congress returned early this month, there has been increased agitation in both the House and Senate to end the war. So tonight's announcement obviously comes as welcome news on Capitol Hill. To explore further the implications of all